The Richmond Sockeyes racked up 2 shutout wins and collected teddy bears to raise money for the Richmond Firefighters charity. The strong start to last week's game started against the Port Moody Panthers in a contest that wasn't really a contest at all. The game started with another impressive start after Daniel Joe got them on the board at 3:08, with Teo Lin and Jonathan Soares setting up the early stage for a massive 9-0 win. The Panthers pressed but were unable to penetrate the strong D that held the line, preventing shots on Oliver Reed. The Sockeyes' Justin Grant added a pair of goals, with the first at 10:33 and the second at 19:29. The period saw the Richmond team outshoot the Panthers 28-4. They continued with another 3-goal performance in the second period, with goals from William Huo 43 seconds in while on the power play, the second from Teo Lin at 6:49 and the third at 10:17 on the power play from Gavin Baines, giving them a 6-0 lead after 40 minutes. They continued to get shots at Panthers starting tender, Lucas Perotto sending another 18 on target, while Reed faced only 3 with a 2-period total of 46-7. The Sockeyes played solid in all areas, managing to get another 3 goals in the third period. Gavin Singara scored at 10:16, Zach Zapanta got the second at 11:34, while Baines got his second of the game at 12:17. That alone was a record, as they managed to get 3 goals in a span of 2:01 in a period that saw both teams trade 4 penalties. The third period saw the Panthers manage 8 shots, ending with 15, while the Sockeyes sent 10, wrapping up the contest with 56 through 60 minutes, grabbing all 3 stars. Second shutout in a week. The Sockeyes' next game was a midweek contest against the Langley Trappers that saw the Sockeyes continue their winning ways, managing a 6-0 win, with Callum Lynn starting the contest off at 8:17. The Trappers had several chances, only to have Justin Grant give them a 2-0 lead at 13:08. Whatever was said in the dressing room worked, as they came out with a jump in the second period, with William Huo getting them on the board at 2:43, followed by his second at 7:40. The second period saw them outshoot the Trappers by an 18-7 margin and 26-15 after 40 minutes, with both clubs playing an exceptionally fast-paced style. Try as they might, the only goal of the third period came with Zach Zapata giving them their sixth of the contest at 15:40, that saw the Trappers assessed 4 penalties while the Sockeyes were dealt only 2. The visiting Sockeyes skated away with all 3 game stars. Sockeyes fans on edge for first goal of the game. The Sockeyes return to home ice Thursday night for their annual teddy bear toss game against the visiting Port Coquitlam Trailblazers. With the fans coming through the turnstiles bringing various shapes and sizes of bear, the players were talking about scoring the first goal to send the bears flying onto the ice. The teddy bears are given to Richmond firefighters, who then distribute them to kids. There was no question the pressure was on the players to deliver, with some mentioning they were nervous going into the game, not wanting to disappoint the fans, the kids or the charities. Aside from the teddy bear toss, this game marked the return of Justin McKnight, who has been playing with the Iroquois Falls Storm. The Trailblazers' Milan Ajla opened the scoring at 11:22, bringing a silence over the crowd, only to have him assessed an interference minor at 11:46. Putting the Sockeyes on the power play. That goal seemed to ignite the Sockeyes, as Baines sent a bullet from the right point to ignite the fans, sending the teddy bears soaring onto the ice. With the pressure off, they could now settle down and play Sockeyes hockey, which continues to see them fill the fishbowl at Minoru Arenas. They continued by adding a shorthanded marker from Daniel Joe that gave them a 2-1 lead at 14:02, all the while playing shorthanded. The next 2 goals were 53 seconds apart, with Nicholas Noren getting their third at 17:38, followed by their fourth of the period at 18:31, with Kai McComb setting the stage for yet another impressive win. They ended the period out shooting the Trailblazers by a commanding 24-3 margin, while keeping any shots directed at Oliver Reed blocked. The second period saw a reverse, with both clubs trading 1. Jonathan Soares gave them a 5-1 lead only to have Cadence Stanley get one at 10:08, making it 5-2 at the end of the period. Leading by 3, one would think this would be comfortable, but the third started with Ajula getting his second of the game at 9:02 on the power play. Bain stole the show, getting his second of the contest 11 seconds later, regaining the 3-goal lead. Penalties continue to prove costly for the Sockeyes, which allowed Poco Stanley to get his second goal of the game. Jonathan Soares wrapped up the scoring on the power play at 15:06, giving the Sockeyes a solid 7-4 win, outshooting the visitors from across the bridge by a 54-28 tally. Sockeyes' Oliver Reed stopped 24 of the 28 shots he faced, while Trailblazers' Nick Main stopped 47 of 54 faced at the opposite end. The game stars were listed as Jonathan Soares, Gavin Baines, and Milan Ajla. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.